probably not heard of Timothy Matlack, but you've certainly heard about the words he wrote. We'll tell you why this man's penmanship caused him to be kicked out of his church on today's edition of The American Countryside.
Okay, so just type the job website address here. That's it. Then you enter what job you're looking for there.
Electrician.
This is Peter. Recently, he got help going on the internet for the first time to look for a new job.
Okay, then you just hit search and...
In the past, Peter's gotten work through people he knew, but he heard there were more jobs online.
There we go.
These are all for me?
Uh-huh.
Really?
He had no idea just how many.
I can't believe it. This one looks good.
Peter is thinking the internet might be for him after all.
And this is just one website.
Wow. Why didn't I do this sooner?
See what the internet can help you do at everyoneon.org or call 1-855-387-9166 to find a free training class near you. Brought to you by Connect to Compete and the Ad Council.
Although we celebrate July 4th as Independence Day, it was a few days later before the general public got its first chance to hear the words of that document.
On July 8th, they read it right behind the State House Independence Hall. The first public reading, we have records say maybe 2,000 Philadelphians gathered there, and very different reactions to it. Some feel it's treason. We can be hanged for this. At the same time, if you think Philadelphia is a city run by Quakers, so they are very pacifist. They are not up for war. They're not up for fighting. This is against their religion.
Patrick Rallin at Independence National Historical Park says that many in the city were not ready to take up arms and defend the document that had just been read.
As far as Philadelphia, the majority was definitely not for revolution, but more than the majority would not have been ready to start a war.
The document you see in the National Archives was largely composed by Thomas Jefferson, but it's not his handwriting, you see.
That's not actually his handwriting. That's a man named Timothy Matlack. He almost sums up the feeling here in Philadelphia because he was actually a Quaker. And he, being the one to write that, is considered, you know, going against Britain. He's contributing to the revolution. So Mr. Matlack actually breaks away from the Quaker Church to be the one to write that, and he starts the Free Quakers.
Matlack was the official scribe for Congress and thus had the task of actually putting those famous words on paper. Traveling the countryside in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, I'm Andrew McCray.